Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the new world order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to hour number three. I'm Dave Hodges. I'm the host of this show, named the Common Sense Show. And we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we have spent the first 2 hours with my friend and colleague, Steve Quayle. And we have talked about a number of issues, including the burning down of America, Civil War, the alien question. And we've looked at it more from a biblical perspective than anything else. And in this hour, we're going to focus a lot on the coming World War III, because you can't have Armageddon. Well, you can, but you can't have the final tribulation until you have World War III. And we're going to get into that. It's scary. It's really scary. And we're going to go back to Steve in just a minute, but I need to tell you, there are some people that make this show possible. My friend Ted Brower at Health Masters is one of our sponsors for this hour. And you've heard me tell the story. 4.5 years ago, torn meniscus in my knee, Ted said, "Don't do the surgery yet, Dave. Let me try some things." And the things he did, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have any pain today. Ruptured disc in my back, same deal. Yes, I'm not kidding, folks. This is absolutely true. And I was told, "Dave, you probably really should get surgery." And I don't want back surgery. There's so many complications from it. Well, I didn't have to. And then my latest faux pas has been a partially torn Achilles tendon, and I was told the same thing. You 50-50, Dave, whether you'll have surgery. Well, I'm rehabbing, and I'm taking the joint supplement that Ted gave me. And again, I have to tell you, anyone who has something going on, musculoskeletal, health-wise, you'd be best to try Ted Brower and healthmasters.com, because I go to him before I go to my doctor, and I'm a living testimony. Doug Hagman is a living testimony. He's got the Hagman blood sugar protocol. So if you've got diabetic complications, this is a good thing to look at. And it's just for good maintenance, too. Now, how do you get a hold of Ted? Well, you simply go to healthmasters.com, look at what they have, place your order. They also have an 800 number you can call. And for our audience only, you get 5% off. Use the coupon code CSS5. For 5% off at healthmasters.com. That's CSS5. I want to go back to Steve, and there's something here that I'm pushing really hard because I'm such a big believer in it, and we're going to start promoting this again on the Common Sense Show. Steve's conference at Branson, and if you're just joining in this hour, we have talked about it in hours one and two. We're going to repeat it because it's going to sell out, and I'd like my audience to be there because, one, I really want to meet you. I loved meeting so many of you this last fall. It was wonderful. It was a great experience, but it's also life-changing. And you've heard me talk many times on the air about what a life-changing experience this conference was. This next one is going to be no different. It's going to be tremendous. So, Steve, I want you to tell people what's available, why they should act quickly, and how they can save money in coming to the conference.
Well, Dave, thank you very much. I'm excited about this year's conference. It'll be the third one, Answering the Alien Question. The dates are September 13th through the 15th in Branson, Missouri. And people want to see this, they can go to gen6.com, our website, and just click where it says click here. It's interesting because already we're about a third of the way sold out. And it doesn't matter how soon I start selling tickets. I'm trying to get across to people that word is spread, that this thing is a powerhouse of information. And if you look at the kind of progression that's taken place, it's interesting because the first one, we basically had an amazing first shot at it. The second was transhumanism, the hybrid age. And this one's understanding the alien question and understanding by answering it. There's a lot of Christians that don't know the biblical basis and also all of the, if you will, the secular stuff going on. So it's critical they understand it. Now, we've got a special, an early bird special, that goes goes until the 15th of January. The admission price this year is $125, and if until January 15th, it's $100 per person. We've also got another special. If they go and order the DVD set, the pre-order the DVD set, they will get David Flynn's Cydonia, The Secret Chronicle of Mars, the tribute edition, that basically once they're gone, they're gone. I won't reprint it because I'm retiring the title. That book, even when they went out of print for 4 years, shot up to $800 on Amazon. So I want people to have something of value. There was no, in my opinion, I know a lot of smart people, I'll talk about them one in a minute, the inventor of the neutron bomb, and why you need to worry as an American at who's got the technology. But the point being is Branson is going to be an unusual event this year. We're going to have Chase Kletsky, who's MUFON, the head of MUFON, Michael Schratt, who is an aerospace historian, engineer, Richard Dolan, Hugo de Garis, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, yours truly, me, Steve Quayle. And then also we've got a couple of, I'll put them here, question mark secret guests. If one, I've been trying to twist his arm, so people really pray that the guest he's trying to get, because he was involved almost at the inception of the secret space program. He's older now. His father was deeply involved in Lockheed. And what he can tell from first-hand experience, Michael Schratt and he together, they won't be speaking at the same time, we'll pretty much cover. We'll also maybe, if we get, if he's available, we'll have George Knapp there speaking about all the UF portals and stuff that he's tracked, and George has been on Coast to Coast as a guest host, so we're waiting to hear from him. But Dave, this is going to be probably the most condensed mind well, M-I-N-D well, that people can dig deep into, and it's going to be, I think, so timely, because as I hate the word disclosure, but as the government is forced to reveal their hand, the reason they have to reveal their hand, some people call it disclosure, is because the alt media, with the presence of the internet and all of the imagery that's available now, they have to take back the narrative. Unfortunately, Donald Trump didn't understand that that principle from the beginning of his presidency. He allowed the narrative to be taken by those accusing him of nefarious deeds with the Russians, when obviously we all know about Uranium One and all of the different things going on there. But this is critical, and I think people can begin to understand now. The year that the title's given for the Branson Conference, our title usually follows a revelation of massive technological release or spiritual information release, or in this case, the entire, if you will, both sides of the coin, both spiritual and technological, of the alien question. Derek Gilby, and he does an excellent job of being the MC, and I think people are going to be blown away. So if you go ahead and go on gen6.com and get your ticket, the thing that's important is you'll save $25 if you do it before the 15th of January. If you want to get the DVD sets, and we sell a lot of DVD sets because people take them all over the world. I know a guy in South Africa that held a meeting, and they sat around for hours watching Branson. So the point being is that this is information that's important, and as we get into the topic of World War III, people will understand that the alien card will be played at some point during that, most likely at the end of it, that they've come to save us from planetary destruction. So again, ladies and gentlemen, G-E-N-S-I-X, gen6.com.
Okay, that sounds great. And like I said, I hope all of you come, because I want to meet as many of you as I possibly can. And it's going to be, like I said, I can't wait to get there. And with what I had to bottle up inside of me from 1985 until 2013, I had to keep that to myself, because my mom was still getting my dad's Navy pension and still getting another pension that he earned. And I couldn't endanger that by opening my big mouth. Now I have no restrictions besides the security oath time frames have expired anyway, so I'm not in any jeopardy. But Steve, I had to sit on this stuff. What is that? That's 28 years. except I had, you know, a secret meeting with Jim Mars at the Phoenix airport that two people put us together on. And, of course, I got to know Vance Davis very well, and I shared with him. But other than that, Steve, I had to keep this stuff to myself, and it just ate away that I would hear things that I would say, no, that's wrong. I know the story behind this. And I just, you know, I couldn't tell anybody. And it's going to be such a freeing experience for me to be there. And I'm hoping, Steve, that you're shaking the trees and a whole lot of other people are going to fall out of those trees with stories that we've not yet heard.
Well, that's the goal. And, you know, I'm not beyond. I'll leave this fluid. Ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, Dave mentioned it, too. I want you to know I take our security very seriously. Outside of the rent on the building, which is in the tens of thousands of dollars for the venue for that time, you know, the security is the largest line item budget. I want people to know that we go to a great deal of effort to make sure that people are safe inside and that the only people that get inside are the ones who are registered. Now, obviously, pros can do anything, but God has blessed us, and we have a prayer team that covers this thing in prayer, and then we have, and Dave, you've seen them, we got guys that are good. These are pros. These are not, you know, 400-pound overweight ushers that could run three steps without dying if they had to chase a bad guy. And I won't tell. That's not Branson. That's another venue I watch someplace else in another state. But the point is that it's going to be a very, when I say this, it's going to be a very knowledge-enlarging base. I was going to say the word enlightening, but that's not it. It's going to enlarge the base of understanding, because as this stuff begins to unfold and the evening news begins to come forth with A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all the different facts and all the different events and all the different images, and they're putting their spin on it, you will know that the love of God has undergirded you with the truth, the biblical truth, so that you can stand against the deception. So, Dave, again, we're going to talk about World War III, and I want to share something. Being on talk radio, and basically, I guess, being on a lot of it, I used to do 3 hours a day for years, and then I was on other people's shows and stuff, but I had the blessing of meeting Sam Cohen, the inventor of the neutron bomb. And what he told me, the original development of the neutron bomb was so that, and with a high-altitude burst, it would kill people. Now, that doesn't sound very good, but not damage infrastructure. In other words, it would not leave a lingering radiation in the air. Fallout is what particulate matter that becomes irradiated. And in essence, the neutron-intense bombardment kills living things, but it doesn't destroy through flash and blast everything like a fission or a fusion bomb does. Dave, on my radio show, he mentioned, and this was in 95, 96, somewhere in there, first couple of years of my show, that he was present when George Bush, former senior, turned over to the Chinese the neutron bomb. Now, when the Chinese use a neutron bomb, remember, they own a lot of West Coast real estate. So when people say to me, well, they're not going to do that, they're going to blow up their own investment. They're simply going to take the tenants of the property they believe they own out with neutron weapons. Neutron weapons kill by intense neutron bombardment and leave the infrastructure intact. To my knowledge, nobody is making that claim or statement except you and I talking about it on your show today, which is January 2nd, 2019. And I say that no matter what day this plays out, because, Dave, we're living from one extreme event to another. We're seeing the provocation of the Ukraine against Russia. We're seeing Chinese generals talking about sinking two carriers in the South China Sea to send a message to the United States, don't mess with our area, our territory. You're seeing new weapons developments from hypersonic missiles that cannot be intercepted to new microwave weapons that can be used against the civilian population that can make your skin not crawl but burn. We're seeing advanced lasers being fronted. We're seeing aerial phenomenon. We're seeing, and by the way, I categorically reject the idea that all these, quote, are shooting stars and comets and asteroids. If they have erratic or horizontal trajectory. It is most likely a weapon either being launched or intercepted. Do you know what I'm talking about, Dave? All the stuff that's on the internet?
SDS-48, SDS-72. Yeah, I'm very familiar with what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. At what point, and I believe it's in God's hands, I really do, at what point, and based on what he shared with me, and whether you believe this or not, please just put it in the back of your mind and say, you know, ask God, Lord, are you going to allow Russia and China to take out the United States? Because a country, you know, this is a famous statement, Dave, a country can withstand its enemies from without, but it cannot withstand them from within and without. All the highest offices in our land are compromised. Treason, the most advanced weapon systems we own, the most advanced state-of-the-art, even the ones that were on the drawing board, it's all been given over and literally sold over, traded out, and again, by people who are guilty of treason. And the whole controlled narrative against Donald Trump is the fact to just take the heat off of what those guys have done. You see, here's the tragedy. The previous administration under the Prince of Darkness, the entity in the White House, and I call him that and I'm serious, pretty much destroyed the military, pretty much traded out our technology. And obviously, remember everybody, when the Iran was an enemy of the United States, gave him $150 billion, and Congress knew about it, said nothing about it, maybe made a little noise, but then they won't give $5 million for a border wall. Well, now we've got the issue, Dave, don't we? We have all of the reports from Mexico, which, by the way, I stand by my reports. You stand by your reports. We've got the situation in Canada now where not so true took some dough, and basically now he's gone totally Islamic. He's persecuting Christians. He's, what would you say, lifting up Islam. We've got all the secret treaties between the Canadian government, the Russians, and the Chinese. Same thing with the Mexicans. Pre-position men, material, and supplies. And so we are in a, how do I say this, a period that is the perilous word that's described in the New Testament isn't accurate. It's not that it's not accurate. It isn't understood in contemporary times or events and how dangerous these times are. Would you concur?
I think we've passed the point of no return. Now we're looking at mitigating and limiting the damage. That's how I see it.
Well, I agree with you. And again, there are so many things taking place. And, you know, it's interesting, Dave. Have you ever had, this is just a question I've had, people, our websites are messed with more than you can even imagine. Have you ever had anybody who's ever complained to you, or consistently complained, ever even send $100 to say, go hire somebody to troubleshoot your site? Ladies and gentlemen, when you complain to me, I'm sorry, I know that some of you can't access my site. My site is on so many people's bad lists that I wonder, and I do. I wake up sometimes in the middle of the night, or actually when I go to sleep in the middle of the night, wake up early in the morning and say, Lord, is this the day? When I ask the Lord that, he knows what I mean. I'll share it with you. Is this the day that my site goes dark for good? That's not a threat. I was praying, Dave, and I think I told you this. Lord, when do I take my site down? And he said, you won't have to. That decision will be made for you. In other words, I leave it with this. So we're at World War III. There's so much stuff that's being told. Listen, I don't think people understand one thing. There was so much to be gained, and this is not I love Russia statement. There was so much to be gained by the Russians and the West getting along together. But you know why, Dave. You and I both know why the Democrats had to mess with that, and the Republican traitors had to do that too. Is because of the complicity in selling out America's, stockpile of uranium, and also all the technology transfers that took place. Anybody wants to know about Bill Clinton, look up Loral Satellite Corporation, LORAL Satellite Corporation. Now you've got the Chinese with bigger antennas, and I tell people, I told them this years ago, and I am on record saying it, you do not understand the Chinese mindset if you are a Westerner without understanding the technology of the Chinese Empire over thousands of years. They have invented everything, from gunpowder to seismographs, toothbrushes. You can go on and on and on, but also water wheels, water generators. I mean, such fascinating technology. And now, they have the crown jewels. I asked the general, and I'll just use his initials. I said, General C, I said, are you telling me that the guys that ran this country gave them everything? And I said, now, when I say everything, General, I mean there's nothing more they could have gotten except that which maybe hasn't been made public on an instantaneous invention. And he said, Steve, when I say everything, he said, I mean the crown jewels. So the point is that, why am I saying that? Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's the hand of the living God, the mercy of the living God's promise to his people, to try and articulate to you, not to scare you. And I want to drive people to their knees in prayer. I want people to understand that God hears the prayers of his people. But I want to also understand something, that sin in this country, the wickedness in this country, the blood of the innocents, the blood of the slaughtered children, the human sacrifice, the human carnage, all of that which is being destroyed, devoured, cannibalized, eaten, and absolutely horrifically dismembered, disfigured, and done away with, that's all the image and likeness of God. And I've asked the Lord, here's my question before the Lord. Lord, how long, O God, will you not arise and make your presence known? Because here's the promise in the scripture. When God's judgments are in the land, people learn righteousness. And unfortunately, Dave, that they just won't learn it any other way. So we are in a perilous situation. Nobody talks about the tens of thousands of spies or the tens of we used to do it. Remember, you did stories on it. You wrote articles on it. And all the people, and I remember telling people years ago, and it came to me in a flash, because Dmitry Dudeman, when he laid out the Third World War, when Russia would attack the United States and China, he was showing two countries that he couldn't remember that would be joining a confederacy against us, and one of them was France, and the other one was Germany. And now you see that the United States took all Germany's gold, and you see the situation with Angela Merkel being the jihad queen. Those are my words, and all of the secret occultists. So it boils down to this: whether you believe that the Mazzini letter from Albert Pike is real or not. Somebody believes it's real because they're turning the Muslims against Christians, Jews, and the Muslims are in a jihad. Islam cannot tolerate any other expression of religion by the tenets of their faith. And by the way, the man who makes the statement, who's the truest speaking Muslim, in my opinion, that's not to say his motives are good, but Erdogan said there is no such thing as peaceful Islam. Islam is Islam. That's coming from a man whose country murdered, what, how many millions of Armenian Christians? Millions? So I think everybody's got to basically suck it up and say, okay, who is going to defend the United States? There's going to be no one coming to our aid. So here's the deal. People will say to me, well, you sound like it's pretty much over. I said, it is, but your life isn't, and your purpose in God isn't. And God has a way of protecting you, as he did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, if you're believing him for it. Because what's going to turn America, Dave? What's going to turn America? You and I just laid out a case of evidence, and maybe we don't have the true number of people that believe what's going on. And if even the number of people that believe what's going on is 10%, you're still down to the 2% to 3% that are saying anything, acting anything, or doing anything. And your dad, and you know what he told you? Advanced weapon systems are literally, and I'll say this, out of the dimension. One of the generals told me this, and he said, Steve, we have stuff that makes atom bombs look like pea shooters.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing. I've heard that a mile deep, subterranean, that an object can be vaporized. It can be targeted and vaporized a mile deep.
Agreed.
I don't know if you're aware of that kind of technology or not. And that didn't come from my father. That came from a source that Vance Davis hooked me up with. And I said, how far has it gone? But let me just mention this real quick, and I want to get your perspective on this. When I was teaching in my Psych 101 class, I had a kid approach me. And I say kid, he was about 19 years old, 20 years old. And he said, we'll call him Larry, okay, in respect for his name. But Larry said, you know, I'm the grandson of a Hopi elder. And he went on to say that I was meant to talk to you and that you have knowledge most people don't. And listen, I never talk about this stuff publicly, especially at that time, because I was still under, you know, silence. And he went on to say, beneath major cities like Phoenix, he said, a group called the Searcherin, related to my people, the Hopis, buried ancient technology that is fantastically developed and very advanced. And I went took this to Vance Davis, and he said, absolutely right. Vance said, I know about this. Steve, do you know anything about ancient aliens and how they have buried technology that we're actually in a hunt for, kind of like an Indiana Jones adventure?
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, special operations unit that I was, informed by, they listened to me on Coast to Coast and actually saved my life because of a expedition I was planning, and I won't go into that detail. I'm not trying to make this spooky, it's just why, I'll just share it. Absolutely. They said, Steve, what we do in our branch, and for the record, if anybody's saying, oh man, Quayle's going to get in trouble, I never signed a national security letter. I never signed it. What that simply means is that, you know, if I speak, but, and here's the thing, Dave, here's his words to me. Our 90% of our efforts are searching the world for ancient weapons and ancient power devices, and to keep them out of the hands of the enemy, who are also looking for the same things.
Yeah, that's what.
And that's actually how some of the Stargate technology was found. The Vimanas, V-I-M-A-N-A-S, you know, of the Hindus, the Indian, the Vedic texts, they talk about their spaceships. They talk about, they have manuals on how to fly them. They have manuals on how to formulate the form of liquid mercury, red mercury, and how they did it without the real red mercury can only be produced in an atom smasher. But the point is that there's a lot of technology out there, and then I'll take you the next step. And then the next step beyond that, Dave, is the fight and the war that's going on beyond the stars. People, do you think people will believe you and I talking today on the 2nd of July? And the taking of their technology and the rear engineering of it, or back engineering of it, so it can't be used against us. And it's fascinating when you start listening to stuff, you go, man, here's what you'll come to the conclusion of instantly. Hollywood, and I believe it's the deal that the devil and God allowed the devil certain access to deceive, but he said, you've got to tell them what you're doing first. And I believe Hollywood's been telling us what they're doing. You know, all of the Johnny Depp films, the latest one, Good Night, where he actually becomes the energy field in the brain. What is it, Transcendence? You know? Those type of movies are telling you something. How about Minority Report? Good Night. That sounds like the front page of Drudge now.
Exactly.
But when Minority Report came out, it was at least, what, 5, 6, 7 years ago? So what I'm saying, Dave, is that to answer your question specifically, there are groups in all governments. Russia has theirs. China has theirs. The search for the stars, the going to the moon, the asteroids. By the way, Phobos, I was told, is artificial. Phobos means fear in Greek, and demos means the demon. And how is it interesting that Jonathan Swift even knew about Mars and the names of the two moons of Mars, the author of Gulliver's Travel? So I think what's important that people understand is this. who's going to fight for you when the veterans, all of the veterans who are skilled, who are basically trained, are being killed off? And, you know, I got into a lot of trouble, Dave. Do you know that for a time, if a veteran would even mention my name at the VA, I got a couple of letters from them, from a couple of different ones. They said they were immediately brought before the psychiatrist for the hospital to see if they were capable of going off.
Oh.
Now, I don't tell anybody to go off on anybody. I ask people to pray for the vets.
Yes.
For years, I raised money to give to the vets. It wasn't a lot of money, you know. But, hey, if I had a chance to get a guy, you know, a new set of teeth or an apartment or whatever the Lord let me do, I did it, you know. And I guess the only thing that soured me is when a couple of them turned on me, you know. One of them openly bragged about how easy it'd be to kill quail. Somebody should get over it. No, I won't. I'll never get over that, because it gets to you. And I had law enforcement people from all over the country who heard him on his posts on something, you know. And I don't even know what with that guy. But the point is that so many vets have died. So many vets. And if you look at the idea, the only people that really were able to come to the aid of the American people during that time where we all thought it was coming down under Obama's years, you know, were the veterans and how badly we treat them. The average illegal immigrant terrorist gets more money than the average vet. The average illegal immigrant slash terrorist question mark gets more medical help than the average vet. The average illegal immigrant whatever question mark can get instant medical care. They're not sitting on the streets with veteran signs saying, veteran, anything will help. Breaks my heart. The first time I saw that, I stopped and I wept. I thought, oh, God, can this be America? And I'd never seen it until, by the way, I was in Phoenix years ago. That's the first time I ever saw it. And now in Bozeman, Montana, every single corner, when it's nice out, and even yesterday when it was like probably, I don't know, 4 degrees, there's people sitting on the sidewalk, sitting in a, I don't know what you call it, where they sit on their heels, you know. But anything will help. What has come to this country? Do we give a darn? And I'll use the word darn, lest I upset too many people. What matters to us anymore? Some dumbass television program where everybody's twisted, psycho, sicko, or zombies? Does anything matter anymore? Or is America's Got Talent, America's Got This, America's Got That, the great dance, Dancing with the Stars, you know? Well, how about this for a program, a reality show, you know, blowing into oblivion? Well, that would never have many people watching it. I guess what I'm trying to say, and I'm sorry for sounding frustrated, because I am, and you know, the people that tell me to relax and just trust God normally are the nameless ones that, you know, God's faithful servant. And I'm not making fun of the Lord in what I'm saying. I'm making fun of nameless cowards, okay? Or praise a lot for you, you know? Well, and they pray a lot for everybody. I'm not dismissing that. But what I'm saying is that cowardice in the pulpit produced cowards in the country, and except for the veterans and people you know and I know, and like the one that is our mutual friend, and guys that are willing to lay their lives down. And Dave, I had one of those generals ready to come on. I've told the story. I'll tell it again. I bought the satellite phones. We had it set up so we're going to bounce him from some part of the world, and we voice changers and demodulators and stuff that was more sophisticated than I was able to understand. And then two high hyenas and jackals from hell went on one of the vomit boards and started, you know, mocking and stuff. And I had the general come in and said, no, sir. I said, sir, honestly, they will listen. The people will listen. And he said to me, he said, you know, sent me a communique and said, Steve, I understand you want to do it. I understand what I'm willing to do. But you've got to understand they don't want to hear. And that's a true story, Dave. I'll give account to Jesus for that story. And I said, I understand now. And I badgered him for a year. And finally, you know, because when you get talking about deep space, it's one thing to talk to somebody who says they know about a TR-3B. It's another thing to talk to the guys that fly them. It's another thing to talk to people that fly exo-atmospheric or inter-atmospheric, but it's another thing to talk to a pilot who jumps space. It's one thing to talk to a people that can say stargates are real. It's another thing to talk to a guy that tells you how it works. And by the way, Stephen Hawk, would you like to go through a gate with me? That's a true story. And if any of you know Hawk, send him an email. Ask him if it's a true story. So the point being, Dave, is that the technology that's out there, and I'm sure we have ancient advanced technology that maybe the Russians don't know about, but one of the braggarts of the Russian political scene was Vladimir Zhirinovsky. And if people remember him, he said, we possess weapons that can literally shatter the Earth. Well, anybody who's familiar with Tesla physics would know what he's talking about there. And so the point being is this. Vladimir Putin's serious when he tells everybody, including the West, you guys use nukes in Ukraine, we will go for any country that has nuclear-armed missiles, American nuclear-armed missiles. The thing is, now we've got Venezuelan long-range nuclear bombers, Russian nuclear bombers in Venezuela. Now we've got situations in Canada that if the Canadian people really understood what's going on, the ones that can still think would be aghast. But see, Dave, the problem is how can a nation stand when everything they used to believe in, the God of, the liberals can go out and embrace Burroughs. The bottom line is that the God of heaven, from the pilgrims that made a covenant, from the people that came forth believing in biblical truths, if you see the same thing in South Africa, the very ones who made the country great now are going to be destroyed. And by the grace of God, I pray God interferes with that. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're facing the same thing in this country, and it's going to not be at the hands of Africans, you know, necessarily first and foremost. It's going to be at the hands of all of the terrorists that have been brought in to basically do us harm. So when you see the president and others talking about, look, these aren't families. These are, sure, you can show a few kids and a few sick kids and even a few dead kids, but just watch the London Daily Mail or the Daily Express to see how many people are stabbed a day, how many people are driven over in a day. They yell Allah Akbar and nobody pays attention. Yeah, how about the two Muslim ladies that were, elected to the Congress in this country? And they want Sharia law. Did you see, Dave, by the way, now they have Muslim police in the Muslim areas in New York? Did you see that story?
I have seen that, Steve, and am I surprised? And we're seeing the same thing in France, and that's where the rioting is now taking place. And I think Macron is fueling it as a response to the yellow vests. So, yeah, we are seeing this, but it's not just New York, Steve. It's in a lot of places.
Right, and I think that people have got to understand, maybe we didn't make this clear. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a global revolution. When you hear Angela Merkel make the statement point blank, you used to give crap to me, and I'm sure you got the same crap, Dave. There is no such thing as a New World Order. That's just a right-wing plot.
Yeah.
No, it's not a right-wing plot. Angela Merkel, who just made the statement that nationalities and borders have to disappear. The point is they want their new world globular order. It's like a 50s movie, The Blob. You will be assimilated like the Borg. And the Borg is a great thing because, when I say a great thing, to tell you, you no longer have your individual rights. You no longer have individual privileges. What you've got is concessions at the hands of a global dictator who determines whether you live or die, and your entrance into the New World Order is based on you denying that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. David Spangler.
David Spangler, yeah, that you shall not come to the New World Order without pledging a Luciferian allegiance, and I'm paraphrasing, but that's exactly what he said. And
yeah, and you're right.
They're all that way.
If you want to know the story of the United Nations, you can't even look at their history of armies without running into cannibalism, perversion, cannibalism, like literally roasting children over spits, you know, like you would a piece of meat. The abuse of women, the absolute pillaging of nations. That's what you're up against. You want the blue helmets, folks? I'd rather have blue skies smiling at me and Willie Nelson in the background than blue helmets. And remember, Dave, you know this. You've written about it extensively. I know the crap you get. You know the crap I get, you know? And people who basically want to dish it out all the time, I got news for you. If you don't start heeding what we're telling you, you're going to be basically given a choice. Follow them or die. And that's why people say you'll be willingly going to the prison camps. You won't be willingly going. You'll have no choice except either God, provisions, pre-provisions, and him directing you. And Dave, I'm under no illusions. I know that, you know, obviously you can't take on a Hellfire missile with a, you know, an AR-15 or even an M249. And the thing is, but you can, by the grace of God, pray that something we say in this interview, something you say, something I say, will build a fire in the heart of men and women. That's why, I'll tell you what, I'm going, in my full score, 2019, as long as I got breath, I'm telling women, women, go get a concealed weapons permit. Women, learn how to shoot. Women, take a tactical class, you know? And I really would, you know, I think the gun companies, I think the people that are shooting sports writers, hunters, etc., need to put a kitty together, have some third party, you know, and give women free concealed weapons permit classes. I did it on a small scale. I think I did a dozen or whatever. But the point is that women, your enemies, the women who cover up from head to toe, they're being pictured holding AK-47s, trigger ready, obviously finger out of the trigger guard, but right ready to rock and roll. And by the way, those AK-47s, those are full auto AK-47s. They're not semi-automatic sporting rifles. So, Dave, we're a nation of hypocrites. We're a nation of denialists. We're a nation that has absolutely lost our way. We're a nation that has forsaken the fountain of living water, the living God, and we're basically a couple, we're holding broken tea kettles, or as the prophet said, broken cisterns that can hold no water. And so as the days get darker, the only thing I can tell people is this. It's going to get to the point where your relationship with Jesus is what will keep you from losing your mind. Your relationship with Jesus will keep you in a direction and going. And Jesus said, don't hear, you know, don't fear him who can kill your body, but fear him who can cast you into hell, God the Father. But again, there is no fear of God in the land, so hell is irrelevant. And that's the problem with America, where we once honored and revered the living God. There is no fear of the Lord in the land. There is no reverence for, and we who know better have allowed those trolls in the troll pit, okay, those weak, emasculated femme fatales who should not be standing in the congregation of the Lord to get up there and on Sundays, flee, ladies and gentlemen, flee. If you're in one of those places, flee, because at some point, those guys who have sold out Jesus and have sold the gospel down the drain, they're going to become targets for everyone. And I would advise you, the last place you want to be is in a lukewarm church when the fur begins to fly.
Well, and these pastors and the clergy response team will be your, shall we say, innkeepers at the FEMA camps. And Steve, I wanted to go back to World War III just for a second here. What do you have any sense of what the catalyst is going to be when we say, hey, this is it, it's past the point of no return, it's on?
Well, I mean, it can be anything. I don't have a specific, Dave, but I think this. I think that people need to look at asymmetric warfare, too, instead of just, you know, Russian, U.S. pilots encountering each other or a ship missile from the Chinese Navy going after the U.S. Navy. I think we're going to see a biological path. pathogen release that's going to accelerate into the tens of thousands of deaths. Not Ebola, 300 deaths, that's nothing. But I think we're going to see, and concurrently with that, I think we're going to see, if Dmitry Duderman's vision is on, D-U-D-U-M-A-N, Dmitry Duderman, Hand of Health Vision, I think you're going to see the first strike. I think this civil war, and I mean civil war, shooting between the factions in this country, when it goes into high gear, that's when we will get it. And I think we'll see a specific event I'm looking for is a nuclear storage facility with espionage being blown up.
I think you're right. Do you think there's any chance that the Third World War could come about as the result of Operation Blue Beam as opposed to Russia versus the U.S.?
I don't think so at this point, because that would indicate Reagan's statement, perhaps the nations of the world would have to bow for, you know, extraterrestrial menace. I don't see that right now. What I do see, Dave, is this, a provocative action taking place. It could still be North Korea, okay? But it will involve a nuclear explosion. I've told everybody this. When a nuke goes off any place in the world, that's when you hunker down, because it only gets worse from there. And here's the deal. With everybody saying, I'm going to throw the first punch, Putin says, you throw the first punch, I'm giving it back to you, you know, stronger than you gave it to me. And when you're talking about nuclear submarines, nuclear torpedoes that use hypercavitation that can go hundreds of miles an hour underwater, because the supercavitation creates an air bubble, and the weapons that we don't even know exist. And I would tell you this, Dave, is my contention that because of the nature of neutron bombs, I've said it, I believe the neutron bombs will go off and there'll be mass death, and people will have heard of a big explosion, but even after a neutron explosion, there's a point where your Geiger counter, survey meter would register nothing, and people will be dumbfounded. That's why I believe that's how it's going to happen. I don't know where, but I believe it'll be with a neutron bomb that it first goes off. How about this? We know that Israel moved 80 of their fighters to Cyprus. We know that their airborne command system was placed up. We know that they were headed to Lebanon. We know that the Syrians said that any attack on their bases would be reciprocated against Israel's bases. And no matter whether you like the Jews, hate the Jews, believe Israel's the real Israel, believe it's not the real, it doesn't matter. That area of the world is a tinderbox. And that's where my guess is that something that is an unanticipated event is going to take place. Everybody would put it in the context of what I just spelled out, but I think there's an unanticipated, and I think Turkey could be the wild card.
Do you think Israel will be the antagonist, like so many people are saying?
Well, how do I say this? I believe, let me make my position on all this stuff clear, because I think it'll help everybody understand. I believe that Satan is the master chess mover. I believe the fallen angels are the ones that control the leaders of all countries, including Israel. I believe all the chess pieces are being moved into place. I believe that all these people, and I'm on record saying this, that are saying, oh, the Third Temple, isn't it wonderful? They're going to dedicate it to Sanhedrin. People, that's the worst thing in the world. Jesus taught us that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. When that temple's built, the Antichrist comes on the scene. If there has to be a war before the Antichrist comes on the scene, then that tells everybody how close we are. You know, so I'm saying this. I'm saying that because of Israel's not accepting Jesus Christ as Messiah, they will accept a false Messiah in order to build the temple to bring on who they believe the Messiah. And you know what Jesus said? I came, you receive me not, but another will come claiming to be me, him you will receive. So, Dave, I'm telling you this, with the temple and all the emphasis on the temple, being built, and I'm one of those Christians that thinks, I pray, God, open the eyes of your people. They don't get who's coming into the temple. It isn't Jesus, it's the Antichrist, and Antichrist means in place of Christ. So if the acceleration of the temple, that's a good indicator for everybody, that cannot take place, what we just described, until the Antichrist comes on the scene as a man of peace. The United Nations will give their entire power over unto the beast. And Dave, it wouldn't surprise me if it's an alien, you know, sitting behind the screen, and he comes out and he looks like he just stepped out of Rod Serling's Twilight Zone and say, "Hi, I'm here, you know, I'm here to help you." So the point being is everything is in play. The things, I want to say one last thing. How many more minutes do we have?
We have two.
Watch the volcanoes, ladies and gentlemen. When that guy who's an expert says there's 100 volcanoes getting ready to go off, that was one of the things the Lord spoke to my heart 40-some years ago, that when the volcanoes all go off and cannibalism fills the headlines of the day, the tribulation has started. That may affect people. How dare I say that? Hey, I'm just telling you who told me to say it. The point being is Tambora. Look at Mount Tambora. Krakatoa has erupted. It is yet to explode. And when Krakatoa and Tambora go in unison, then it's tickets. It's tickets. Vesuvius, I believe it was Lois Vogel Sharp, she's warning about Mount Vesuvius. Vesuvius goes, there's a lot of people that are going to die. Dave, it's going to be beyond anybody's ability, mine or yours, as much as we think we can detail it, to spell it out. But people better get set, because it's on us now. It doesn't wait for the future.
I think it does, Steve, and I think that's a really effective note to end on. I just wanted to have you mention real quick where people can go to find out more about the Branson Conference.
Branson Conference, ladies and gentlemen, GENSIX.com, Gen6.com. If they register for admission, buy their tickets, they're $100, not $125, until January 15th. If they pre-order the 2019 Branson DVDs, they get Dave Flynn's book, Cydonia, The Secret Chronicle of Mars, the tribute edition, and plus they get a discount on the DVD sets. That's only until the 15th. And by the way, we're up to having already a third of it sold out. So, you know, Dave, people wait. This is one time they can't wait. They've got to sign up if they want to be there.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Steve, and you're exactly right. Well, our guest has been Steve Quayle for these 3 hours, and this may have been the quickest 3 hours I've ever experienced on this show. I want to thank everyone for being with us, and this is something that you're going to want to share with people who weren't able to hear Steve live, and we thank you for joining us. Steve, always a great job. Keep up the good work. It's always a privilege and an honor when you come on my show.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Quayle. We'll see you back here again next week. God bless.